You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
On Thursday, a coalition of downtown Eastside organizations launched a campaign to stop condo development at the old Pantages Theatre site on the 100 block of East Hastings. The community organizations, low-income residents, and supporters opposed the Pantages Theatre's owner's 2010 application to build a massive condo building with token amounts of social housing. They say that condos at the Pantages would be a gentrification bomb in the heart of the downtown East Side. Dave Dewart has been active in organizing against the development, and he joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Dave.
Hi.
The campaign launched on Thursday. What's included in the downtown East Side community resolution?
Well, what we're asking for is that the city not allow the development permit to go forward. We're asking the owner to sell the land to the city, that the city buy the land, and that it be saved, preserved for 100% social housing. But even more than that, that this is community-controlled social housing, so that the community has a place, a role, a voice in what happens on that site, how it's designed, how it's configured, for whom, those kinds of things. Because too often when we just say social housing, it goes to the government does what it does, and sometimes that's not always great for people. Mm. So there's a sense in this project that we want to say, this is the 100 block, we want the low-income community to have a significant role to play in determining what goes on the site and how it is shaped, designed, and operated. So that's another element of our demands, and I think that's really important.
Let's talk about the site itself, because it's very close to where you and I are sitting right now. That's the 100 block is a very historical part of Vancouver. What's the significance of it for people living in the downtown East Side right now?
Well, I think the significance is that the 100 block has about 400 low-income units of housing, and it also is very proximate to a number of services that people use all the time, whether it's the Carnegie Community Action Project or just around the corner here at the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. There's Insight that's on the block. There's the other services, the Aboriginal Front Door and so on, just around the corner up on Main Street. So it's really a very central hub of the Downtown Eastside. It has been historically and it is currently. The problem is when you drop condo construction and units into this site, then it sets off a whole array of sort of a tidal wave of effects and impacts. And one of the things is that, of course, there's the upscale stores and amenities that come in, and there's also land speculation that starts to take place as the land gets more valuable. The result of that is that rents go up in the low-income sites around it. And no doubt, in order to protect investment, you start to see private security and so on. And this is not just speculation. We see this at Woodward's, because Woodward's is also a so-called mixed housing development. And if you walk around the blocks immediately adjacent to Woodward's, you see all of these things taking place with upscale amenities, with new condo projects coming in, and so on. So we think that this is definitely a situation where low-income people face a tremendous pressure and force of displacement, exclusion, and hostility in the very heart of what is their community.
And this is happening, you know, as we know, kind of in the context of a gentrification that's been ongoing for years, and we sort of see less and less spaces that are areas where traditional residents of the downtown East Side can really go freely.
Yeah. So what we're seeing is that the gentrification has been happening, sort of eating away at the edges of the downtown East Side, on the west, to the north and south. Chinatown just went through a historic area heights review, and now buildings can be built higher. And so there's a fear of condos, a lot of condos coming into that area. So it's been on the periphery. This project drops it right into the center, and then having instead of the waves of effects of gentrification move from the periphery into the middle, now you drop something in the middle, and those waves of effects begin to just permeate out. And this is a very disturbing possibility, I think, for low-income people who see this as going to have tremendous effect on the neighborhood.
What do we know about the current plans for the Pantages site by the developer?
So we know that the development permit application has been submitted to the city and that it is designed for 97 units of housing. Under the current downtown Eastside Oppenheimer District zoning bylaws, there has to be 20% social housing. So this means 79 units of market housing. They say affordable market housing. One suspects that's, you know, $250,000, $300,000 a unit. We also know that there's going to be 18 social housing units. Exactly how that's going to be configured, who's going to operate that, and so on is not stated. And then there's going to be commercial space, and some of that, there seems to be a letter of intent that some of that will be used for artists and artist initiatives. We're not really sure what all is going to go in there besides that. So this is the mixed housing, mixed use configuration of this site. And it doesn't really matter, though, that there are 18 units of social housing. Some might argue, well, that's what we're getting. Let's just take it. And we're saying, but it's not just what you're getting. You're also getting 79 condo units. And it's really the effect of those units that is going to have all of this profound impact on the neighborhood. And we see that at Woodward's. There's 125 social housing units there, 75 family sort of non-market housing units, but then 536 condo units there. And the effect is, of course, always in favor of the condo owners, those who have put in a lot of resources into their units. And I think that it's pretty clear that this is going to be the main effect. And this is why we're calling it a gentrification bomb, because it's kind of like the Trojan horse. You know, it looks like a gift. Wow, we get community space, artist space, there's some social housing. But inside that, there's all the what we could call, you know, the foot soldiers of gentrification. And this is bodes not very well for the neighborhood.
Mm. The demand that you're making is for 100% social housing at the site. What's your vision of that? Like, what would that look like compared to what's being proposed now?
Well, I think it's hard to say at the present time, and that's partly because we really envision some sort of process where low-income people and communities here have a say in what that looks like. So a place that's going to be safe, a place that's going to be good for people, maybe for mothers and children, maybe for women, maybe for the elderly. It's just hard to say right now what that'll look like. Certainly community space that would be supportive and helpful and accessible to low-income people. So it's a site where people on low income will find supports and will find sort of dignity in their own neighborhood, places that will support their lives and not bring about displacement. Hmm.
You talk about this as a gentrification bomb right in the heart of the downtown East Side. What's at stake here, do you think, for the community as a whole in the long term?
Well, I think if it keeps going the way it's going, the inevitable result will be sort of massive displacement. I mean, this is a community that is rooted in a historical, but also a geographical place. And these kind of communities create very strong ties between one another. People feel this is their home, they belong here, they're committed to be involved in the neighborhood, they're committed to their neighbors, and so on. It's a very powerful community. And so when you have this sort of process of displacement, then people are scattered all over, and it ruptures people's connection to one another and to a sense of belonging to a community. And I think that that's a profound loss that is not always registered by people who are middle-class bureaucrats at City Hall that say, well, we can just move them here, we can move them there. I think it tears apart the web of connections that people have built in their lives, that sustain their lives, that gives them a sense of belonging and identity. And I think this is what makes it so problematic to just sort of blow this community away by means of gentrifying projects.
You started launch the campaign yesterday. So what's the goal here? What do you need to have happen in order to see this turn around?
Well, since the project already fits within the zoning bylaws current within this area, it is possible that the director of planning at the city simply on his own could approve the project. We don't want that because that sort of shortcuts any possibility of a community input or voice into this. The other possibility is that it could go to the development permit board, and there could be some community input. You can sign up and go and speak to the development board, and then they make a decision. But the parameters of their decision making is so narrow that they just make a decision based on technicalities of zoning. So that's not very helpful either. So what we're saying is this needs to be heard by City Council, that the community has to have an opportunity to voice their profound concern and how disturbed they are that this is going forward and what they fear the implications are. And I think there's a couple of things that are really important on that. The city has launched a social impact study on what is the effect of condominiums coming into this neighborhood. Right now, market housing is outpacing social housing in the area 3-1, and even higher if social housing is described as housing accessible at welfare rates. So we need to know what is the impact, what is the social impact of that. Now, that study has been launched, but is nowhere near complete. It's hardly even off the ground. The second thing is there's a local area planning process that's also in place for this that the city has inaugurated, and that is still being sort of set up, essentially, and the terms of reference determined. So before any of these are decided upon, before we even know what's going on, they're going to go forward with this kind of a project? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And so we're saying to the city, look, we need to talk to you, first of all. Don't just allow this to be decided by bureaucrats and within these kind of zoning technicalities. This is a community. We have things that are at stake here, and we want a voice into how that goes. And since you launched these two processes of the social impact study and the local area planning process, then honor those and don't allow this kind of project to go forward until those things at least have been completed and the air is cleared in terms of seeing where we are, what the impacts are, how it affects people's lives, and what we need here.
How can people get involved and support you in this campaign?
Well, I think it would be fantastic if people wrote to Mayor and City Council and said, we have heard about this project, the development of Pantages. The developer's title for it is Sequel 138. That's the address, 138 East Hastings. Interestingly called Sequel, I guess they think it's the next part of the historical narrative of the downtown east side. But to write and say Sequel 138 is should not go forward until there has been a community ability to articulate a response, what's going on here. And so to support that way, there's an online petition they can sign to say that we support the community resolution. If they're part of groups, we're asking groups to endorse the resolution. And they can be groups inside or outside the downtown east side. And so these are kinds of things that I think would be wonderful for a response.
Well, thanks very much for joining me, and we'll keep our eyes on the project and encourage people to go to the website to find out more information and get involved.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. I've been speaking with Dave Dewart about the campaign to stop the condos at the Pantages site at the 100 block of East Hastings. And to find out more, to sign the petition, you can find a link on our site at cooperadio.org/redeye.